We're still studying hell from Luke 12, verse 5. Yesterday we spent quite a bit of time on Isaiah 57. Now we're going to go to Ezekiel 16. Start in verse 20. Now it's talking about Israel's unfaithfulness, and we should start at verse 1, but we're not going to. Verse 20. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast borne unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. That means idolatry. You've taught your children, you've passed your children through the fires of Moloch to enhance the value systems of this age, and you're in effect. You sacrifice unto them to be devoured or to be spiritually killed by them. Thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them. And in all thine abominations and thy whoredoms thou hast not remembered the day of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare and polluted in blood. In thy blood. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, saith the Lord God, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and hast made thee a high place in every street. Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred, and hast opened thy feet to everyone that passed by, and multiplied thy whoredoms. Thou hast committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and hast increased thy whoredoms to provoke me to anger. Now, none of us would do any of these things, would we? Do you understand if your value systems are the value systems of any age, and this is what you're doing? Behold, therefore I have stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thee, or diminish thine ordinary food, and deliver thee into the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet could not be satisfied. Thou hast, moreover, multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto Chaldea, and yet thou wast not satisfied therewith. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God. Seest thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman, that thou hast built thine high, eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and hast not been as a harlot, in that thou scornest hire, but as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. They give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers. and hirest them, that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. Now, we spent many, many months studying all this back in the day, as they say. And we studied every aspect of all of this and what this meant, and each one of these things meant in terms of your internal activity. I hope you remembered. If you haven't, if you weren't here, there are many, 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 many tapes about it. But does this bother anybody, or does anybody see that this is what you do? Okay, let's start in verse 35. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because thy filthiness was poured out, and thy nakedness discovered through thy whoredoms with thy lovers, and with all the idols of thy abominations, and by the blood of thy children which thou didst give unto them. Behold, therefore, I will gather all thy lovers, with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that thou hast loved, with all them that thou hast hated, and I will even gather them round about against thee, and will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may all see all thy nakedness. And I will judge thee as a woman that breaketh wedlock, and shed blood, are judged, and I will give thee blood, and I will give thee blood in my fury and my jealousy. It goes on and on and on, just like it did in Isaiah 57. But then it says, repent, come back, return. Now, you may not understand how each one of these things are what we do in our minds. Just for the time being, trust that you do it. If you want, I'll go into great detail with it. But what are you thinking, Gary?
There's enough detail here.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough detail here, and it is. It puts you in a place where there's nothing you can do but repent. You can't fix what you are. And even if you made some progress, it wouldn't make any difference.
Only if you come to the place of Job. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. And I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. That's why repentance is ever and always the only thing that man can do to please God. Let's go down to verse 59. For thus saith the Lord God, I will even deal with thee as thou hast done, which hast despised the oath in breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I'll remember my covenant with thee and the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. And thou shalt remember thy ways, and shalt be ashamed. be ashamed when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elder, and thy younger, and I will give them unto thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. That thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee, for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord God. Let's go back to Isaiah 57.
Why did we read so much from Isaiah? Somehow I feel like he is one of your favorite prophets, or I'm asking really.
Well, he had a clearer revelation than almost any other prophet. Each year that we read, if you look at the readings for a year, we read from every one of the prophets.
Right. But in the Old Testament, he does seem to be referred to very often.
Yeah, and so did Christ. Christ quoted Isaiah more than any other prophet.
I don't know.
All right. First of all, he's chiding us in verse 13. He says, when thou criest, let thy companies, or let thy former friends or associates deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away, and vanity shall take them. But he that putteth his trust only in me shall possess the land and inherit my holy mountain. Then he shall say, cast up, cast you up, prepare the way. Take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. You got to see, the stumbling block is self-realization. Everybody knows, if they're honest with themselves, that their attempts at self-realization are just ridiculous, but they don't know what else to do, because that's all the mind can do. I'm going to get better. I'm going to change. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But it's ever and always only repentance. Amen. But then you shall cry. You shall take away the stumbling block. And how do you do that? Well, the stumbling block is self-realization, self-awareness. And the moment completed in yourself, then you can show others that how to see the ridiculousness of their self attempts at betterment. Then you can cry, cast up the stumbling block. Then you can cry, all flesh is as grass. All your ideas and hopes and dreams are as the flower of the grass. And all the other things that reveal that you truly believe this doctrine into which we've been delivered. You cannot, you can try not to speak. Let's go to Jeremiah 20. I really felt like this. Start in verse 7. This is a good one. Mr. Jeremiah. I forgot what the word Jeremiah means. Start in verse 7. O Lord, thou hast deceived me. I was fooled, is what it really says there. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me in derision daily. Then I said, aha, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing or resisting, and I could not be successful in my resistance. For I heard the defaming of many, fear in every side. Report, say they, and we will report. All my familiars watched for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But, O Lord of hosts, that triest the righteous and seest the reins of the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my cause.
You know, he may have been talking about internal enemies as well, but he if there's anybody in the scripture that had external enemies,
let's go to Psalm 126. Oh, I know what it is. It's Psalm 116. I knew it had a 6 in it. We sing this every... this is part of the Hallel. We sing it every Passover, every Pentecost, and every Tabernacles. We've been doing it for years. Let's start in verse 1. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold of me, upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return to the rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Now again, that's a command. Return to the rest, O my soul. And each one of you have the capacity within you to command your soul to be at rest.
Amen.
And you're a fool if you don't do it. But that's not what we're studying. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. If you believe, you cannot help but speak. It's not... You can convince yourself you're still a child. I'm waiting until I learn everything. Let's go to Jeremiah again, Jeremiah 1. How come I never look at what I was starting to look at? (Clears throat) Now, you've got to hear this. Just as this happened to Jeremiah, you can put your name here. Jeremiah 1, start in verse, we'll wait for Pete. Start in verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over nations and over kingdoms, and to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and to build and plant. Could go on and on, but this is what I'm talking about with regard to your family and friends not going, that's who he sent you to. Go talk to him. What shall I say? All flesh is as grass, and the glory of flesh is as the flower of the grass. Just preach the cross. You preach what's been worked out in you, that you know. But you don't. If remember, again, we're all watchmen. Remember the watchman's duty.
Yeah. If we don't speak,
if you don't speak. Their blood is on your hands.
Amen.
Well, you might not believe that. You're just a poor little person, and you're just a victim of the universe, and you're just, that's crap. You're at the highest point that the human race can go. We've been given more revelation than any, I can't even imagine what, how the Lord will treat us if we don't speak it. Not in a safe area like here, because you must bear his reproach outside the camp. You are fed in Jerusalem, you bear his reproach outside the camp. That's the trial of faith. Well, I'm afraid I might say something wrong. My God, I was on the radio when I started speaking about it. And I said, well, I didn't say anything wrong from a spiritual standpoint, but I said, sure said things wrong from a... You got to trust that he is your life. You still have this template in your mind of how you see yourself, how you define yourself. And some it's glory and some it's brass, but either way, it's bullshit. All right, take a big time. I don't feel like talking anymore.